Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, all about living with more elegance, style, and joie de vivre in your everyday life. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and thanks so much for tuning in. Let's get started. Well, hey, y'all. I had to start out with that intro because it's so fitting for today's podcast. But I just have to share with you, I have been working on my microphone issues for about 45 minutes, and I don't know what I have done, but I just can't get it right. It sounds like I'm in a tunnel. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to just do it anyway. Because if I've learned anything about life, it's that it doesn't always go as planned. There will always be challenges. There will always be something that maybe isn't perfect enough. And if perfection is your standard, chances are you're probably not going to do a lot in life. I just find that showing up, doing the best you can in any moment, going all in and working with what you've got is at the core of French kissing life. I like to think that there are life lessons in everything. And so I thought I'd share that one with you. And I want to share some more life lessons. And that's what today's podcast is all about. I'm going to be sharing 10 life lessons from a Southern Belle pageant queen. So on a recent visit back home down south, my niece told me in her sweetest Southern voice, "Aunt Tanya, I saw a picture of you in the county museum when you were the strawberry queen." And I was like, oh my goodness, the past will not leave you alone, will it? So yes, I have held the titles of Little Miss Chabern, which was the little town I grew up in, and, are you ready for this, the Yam Queen. Yes, there's a yam festival that has a yam queen, and I was her for a year. Also, the strawberry queen and the watermelon queen. Now, I know it sounds more like a smoothie than a string of hard-earned pageant titles, but unless you grew up in the South drinking sweet tea and eating collard greens, you probably won't understand. During my pageant years, I traveled across Virginia, Tennessee, North and South Carolina, singing on stages, doing interviews, and riding on top of my mom's bright red Camaro in parades. I also participated in watermelon seed spitting contest. Yes, I can spit watermelon seeds. And all other sorts of shenanigans. And I won some and I lost some. And in some of the pageant winnings, in addition to earning a crown and a sash, I was gifted scholarships, which ended up paying for my nursing school tuition. Yet, when my niece mentioned seeing an old photo of me at the museum, well, I laughed and I cringed at the same time. Maybe it's because of the whole Honey Boo Boo stigma or the thoughts of JonBenet Ramsey and the conspiracy theories around her murder. Perhaps it's the sexualization of little girls that I don't approve of, or that I'm so far removed from the pageant world. Whatever it is, it's a part of my life that I rarely think about, and I certainly don't discuss, until recently. It really got me to thinking about what being a pageant queen taught me about living a well-lived life. 3 decades and a lot of personal development later, I can now look back on my pageant days and excavate the big lessons that it can actually teach us all. There are some really, really interesting and fascinating parallels between my years as a pageant girl and what I see happening with women in today's society. The competition, the feeling less than, depending on our looks, wanting approval, just to name a few. So I thought I'd share with you the 10 lessons that I learned from being a pageant queen. Number one, following your dreams is uncomfortable. I'll never forget being on stage and my voice would just tremble and I'd feel like I was going to vomit. And I wanted to run, but the spotlight was on me. So all I could do is just stand there and shake and smile. It was like the most awkward feeling ever. But eventually, it became my norm to go on stage and to speak to hundreds of people. But I had to break through the discomfort to get to that place. Every time I did it, I was scared, out of my mind, trying to hold a smile even though the corners of my mouth were trembling. I'd worry if the hundreds of people in the audience could hear the shakiness in my voice as I answered a question. I remember the knots in my stomach as they called my name and I stepped into the spotlight to sing Liza Minnelli's Cabaret. Yeah, that was my go-to song. While I didn't always win, the moment you hear your name not being called as first runner-up and being the only one left on stage, indicating that you're the winner, it was always this ecstatic feeling. It was as if all the hard work and practice had paid off. Most people procrastinate. We eat and distract ourselves from what we truly want because it is uncomfortable to go after your dreams. So instead of shrinking from your emotions, I'm going to encourage you to feel them, show up, do it anyway. Because the worst thing that will ever happen when you're going after your dreams is a feeling. That's all. Number two, people will judge you. Make peace with it. In beauty pageants, people are paid to judge you. You get a score. The score is tallied at the end and depicts the winner. Life is a lot like that too. People are constantly scoring and judging you without the paycheck. But life isn't a pageant, even though it may feel like one sometimes. In real life, you get to be a winner despite what others think. The only way to avoid judgment is to lock yourself up in your house and never leave. And even then, someone is probably going to judge you for being a hermit. So instead of avoiding judgment and shrinking from it, I want you to expect to be judged because you will be and you are. And when you expect something, you're not caught off guard when it happens. Plus, their judgments say everything about them and nothing about you. You are responsible for your own thoughts and your own judgments. Focus there. What do you think of you? That's the judgment that you should be concerned with because people will judge you. Expect it. Let them be wrong about you. Number three, you will fail. I came in second runner-up 3 years in a row at the North Carolina Rhododendron Festival. For 3 years, I practiced all year long and I showed up only to get the same trophy year after year. However, I realized that along that journey, I met the most amazing people and I learned more about myself and cultivated more confidence by continuing to get back out there. I was listening to an interview with Sarah Blakely, who is the founder of Spanx, and I just adore her. If you haven't heard her story or listened to her interviews, go look her up. She's very inspirational. And I was fascinated hearing her talk about her relationship with failure. She shares that when she was growing up at the dinner table, her dad would ask her, "What did you fail at this week?" So instead of getting cozy with success, he helped her become comfortable with failure. As a result, she wasn't afraid to fail. It was something she walked towards, not back down from. It was a sign that she was on the playing field of life and she's learning and growing as a result of being willing to fail. And it's no surprise that that kind of mentality has resulted in her having a company with a net worth of over $1 billion. That's a billion with a B. So if you're not willing to fail, you're not going after your dreams. Number four, allow yourself to shine. Now, I won't lie. It felt fabulous to dress up, walk across the stage, and step up to the microphone. And what I loved most was singing on stage. The costumes, the self-expression, and seeing people's faces smile in the audience. I loved to shine. Now that I'm decades away from my beauty pageant days, I can say that it was such a fabulous experience as it taught me to do things in the face of fear, how to create confidence and communicate with groups of people. Maybe that's why as an adult, I still love dressing up on the stage of life every day. And as a professional coach, I enjoy using my voice to share a powerful message that inspires women to birth a new way of living and being. Whether it's on a stage or in the kitchen or around a boardroom table, I want you to notice where your heart comes alive and have the courage to stand in your spotlight. Even with your knees trembling, knots in your stomach, and your chest pounding, eventually you'll grow comfortable there. But to shine, you must be willing to feel the discomfort of showing up fully. So feel it, but don't dull your shine. Number 5, people may leave. Let them go. During my pageant years, I lost friends. And when you're a young girl with an immature brain, losing friends is devastating. I'll never forget a group of classmates booing my performance. I felt so much shame that I ran off the stage and I cried for days, promising that I'd never sing again. Of course, I did because I had committed to doing a show, but the passion of singing was replaced with shame. And a week after I won the Strawberry Queen, I was cornered by a group of girls in the school bathroom and pushed to the ground. One of them said to me, "Stop thinking you're better than us." These were girls I'd laughed with and had lunch with, and I thought they were my friends. I didn't think I was better. I wanted to belong. So I stopped doing pageants. I stopped singing and all the things that I had enjoyed because I didn't want to appear to be better than anyone. I didn't want to lose any of my so-called friends. So for me, success had become to mean that I wasn't safe. So I sabotaged myself often. If ever I outperformed on a test or felt like I was outshining another girl, I'd immediately apologize and try to prove how I wasn't that special. I began to give in to peer pressure, smoking in the bathroom, the same one I'd been bullied in, sneaking out of the house for parties that involved a lot of drinking. I even ran away from home one time, all because I wanted to fit in and I didn't want to be left. Looking back, I can see it clearly now. This is when I started to shrink in my life. Fear, not joy, began to run the show. In fact, I carried this behavior into my adulthood with excessive apologizing, dressing down, gaining weight, and turning my back on my dreams. I have learned from experience that you have two choices when it comes to your life: stay the same or evolve. And if you choose the latter, people may leave, but I promise you this, you'll soon be welcoming in new faces into your life. So instead of limiting yourself in hopes of others staying, trust that the wrong people will exit and the right ones will enter. The people who truly love you will stick by you, and the ones that only love a version of you that you no longer want to be, well, they'll leave. It really is that simple. People may leave. Let them go with love. Number 6. Be a queen and surround yourself with other queens. Something magical happened each time they put a crown on my head. I was a queen. I stood taller, my confidence grew, and I felt an immense pride in the young woman I was becoming. And suddenly, I was with a different group of women, other queens. We weren't competing because we each had a crown. We traveled to parades and events and other pageants together. We'd sometimes stay up late at night in our hotel rooms talking about our dreams and boys and our fears. We cheered each other on. We called each other for support, and we just enjoyed being together. And as an adult, you don't need to win a pageant to be a queen. Each and every day, you get to choose to put a metaphorical or real crown, if you want, on your head, to believe in yourself, to show up even when it's hard, to doubt your own doubt, and to not let anyone take you off of your throne. One of the things that I often hear from other women is how difficult it is for them to find true queens to hang out with. And when I say true queens, what I'm referring to are women who don't feel the need to compete, who are cheering each other on, who are supportive, who are focused on living a well-lived life, who are like-minded. So if you want to instantly be connected with an incredible group of women, I think the most amazing women on the planet, then I would love to invite you to join me on the French Kiss Life World Tour. I am going to be going to Dallas, LA, New York, Chicago, and London before the end of the year. And we are going together for a wildly elegant affair. I love wild and elegant in the same word or in the same sentence because it really describes who I am. But seriously, it's going to be so much fun. And there are many options in which you can participate. One is free. If you want to go to dinner, you can pay to be a part of the dinner society. Again, I just want to gather with the women in this community. And more importantly, I want to connect you with each other because you have a choice of who you surround yourself with. And I want to encourage you to choose other true queens, the ones who will lift you up, tell you to get your butt out there on the stage of your life, who will have the courage to tell you when you're holding yourself back and who will love you even when you fail, who will see your success as inspiration instead of competition, and who just want to enjoy this magical experience of life together. So be a queen and surround yourself with true queens. Number 7, Miss Congeniality, she never wins. In my experience in the pageant circuit, Miss Congeniality never won the crown. As an adult, I find this to be true in life. I spent many years working hard to be the nice girl, the one that everyone liked, and it was not effortless. It was a full-time job that not only didn't pay, it depleted my soul. I left my own path to go with the crowd. I worked hard to please others while letting myself down. I put my own desires on the back burner so that I didn't rock the boat. I would say yes to things I didn't want to do and no to the things that I did. I wanted people to like me so bad. I wanted to be in the in crowd. If people liked me, then I could like myself, right? That's sort of what we think. If people liked me, I could be a huge success. Well, the reality is no, that's not true. It's actually very wrong. It's taken a lot of work for this Miss Southern Please Everyone nice girl to get to a place where I operate from a place of being myself versus being who others want me to be. And I've learned that I can't be a great mom if I'm trying to please my daughter. I can't be an effective coach if I'm worried about my clients liking me. I can't be my best self if my goal in life is to be liked by everyone. You serve the world and yourself best when you stop trying to win Miss Congeniality and you start being Miss You. That's how you'll win in your life. If you own your own business, it's almost certain that people will challenge, disagree, and dislike what you're doing. If you're trying to create health, there will be people in your life, most likely family, that won't like your new lifestyle. If you choose to go after your dreams, there will be people in the peanut gallery offering you their opinion. While I'm all for kindness, I'm not for being nice to your own demise. The most kind thing you can do, actually, for yourself and others is to be true to yourself and let others be who they are. Anything else is just exhausting. So remember this, Miss Congeniality, she never wins. Focus on liking yourself, not others liking you. Number 8, jealousy and envy is toxic. So I'm going to have to out myself here because when I was called second runner-up that third year in the North Carolina Rhododendron Festival, I became engulfed with jealousy towards the winner. I told myself things like, she cheated. She doesn't deserve it. She's a terrible person. And the truth was, I didn't deserve it, or I would have won. And I was the one acting like a terrible person. The other truth was, I secretly envied her, her talent, her charisma, her ability to shine. And that feeling ate at me for a year while she traveled the state sharing her brilliance. Harbored envy only hurts you. Learning from your jealousy can actually inspire and ignite you. What I now know is that that girl gave me a huge gift. She showed me areas that I wanted to grow and improve upon. She highlighted parts of myself that I wanted to let go and the doubt I needed to overcome. Her success actually paved the way for my own, because the very next year, after obsessing about her and studying her every move, I took what she had taught me and I won my very next title. It's quite normal to experience envy. So if you're experiencing it, know that there's nothing wrong with you. But what I want to encourage you to do is not let it tear you down, and don't tear down the other person in an attempt to feel better about yourself, because it doesn't work. It only hurts you. Instead, look at what he or she is showing you that you want in your life. Then investigate where you're holding yourself back, and then go out there and create it for yourself. These days, I tend to be on the opposite end of jealousy. In fact, most recently, someone commented on a Facebook post. She said, what was it? Oh, bitch, you need to eat. And as someone who has been 70 pounds heavier than I am today and who loves to eat, actually, I found this comment laughable. And I think it's because I've been to hell and back around my food and weight issues, and I'm finally in a place of peace where I don't have drama in this area anymore. And so what I realized is that her comment said everything about her and nothing about me. Plus, I refuse to let someone else's opinion or insecurity cause me to spiral into a place I've worked so hard to overcome. If you're on the receiving end of jealousy, you must understand that it's not about you. You've just triggered a deep desire or need in another person, and for whatever reason, she probably doesn't see it as possible for her. So I encourage you to extend her compassion and love her from afar. But remember, jealousy and envy is toxic, so stay in your light. Number 9, there is more than enough success to go around. Unfortunately, pageants teach women that one woman's win is another's loss. And this mentality has created a female culture of constant comparison, competition, and cattiness. Life, however, isn't a contest. There aren't judges except the ones in our head. And one woman's success does not take away from yours. Yet, when you think she does, things can turn ugly. Here's one example of how we as women can get it very wrong. So one of my clients was devastated when she discovered her best friend was talking about her behind her back. She said to me, "Okay, Tanya, this sounds silly. Like, I'm in high school. I don't even want to say this out loud, but here it goes. She said that I think I'm better than her." And I'd heard those words before. So I asked her, I said, "You know what? What are you making that mean about you?" And she said, "Maybe I shouldn't be so public about my success." And I asked her why. And she said, "Because it makes her feel uncomfortable." Now, here's a note to everyone listening to this podcast. A woman's success does not make anyone feel uncomfortable. It's the thoughts in that person's mind that creates her feelings. On the other hand, if we choose to celebrate a woman's success, seeing it as an example of what's possible, you'll most likely feel inspired and excited. So don't use a woman's success to play victim in your own life. She has taken nothing from you. She's only showing you what's possible. She's actually giving you a gift. If you want to see your life radically change, start celebrating other women's success. Email her and tell her what you admire about her. Send her roses and tell her, "Great job." Celebrate her success with her and watch what happens in your own life. Life is truly like a boomerang. What you throw out comes back. And please don't use your success as a reason to feel guilty. Instead, choose to feel proud of yourself and what you've created. You've done the hard work. You've felt the uncomfortable feelings. You've overcome the doubt. You've showed up and taken action in your life. So remember, there is more than enough success to go around. Let another woman's success inspire your own. Number 10, the last life lesson from my pageant days. Your essence is everything. So there was this girl named Kim who was on the pageant circuit with me, and I was mesmerized by her. She grew up in a poor household and could not afford the fancy dresses that most of the other girls wore. In fact, we were a lot alike. My mom would hand make all of my pageant clothes because, like Kim's family, we didn't have the funds to spend $300 on a dress. Yet, Kim had something bigger going for her. A deep desire to win scholarship money and a beautiful mind due to her love of books and a confidence that clothes could not create. When Kim walked onto the stage, it didn't matter that she was wearing a dress that her mom had found at the thrift store or that she had to find sponsors to pay her entry fee. Her essence took everyone by surprise, especially the judges. She owned her space. She spoke with confidence. She held her head high, and she shared with us her greatest beauty, which was herself. And I remember the day she walked away with a huge crown. Kim taught me a very important lesson, and that is your essence is everything. Who you are being is far more important than what you're wearing or doing. So that concludes the 10 lessons that I learned from being a Southern Belle pageant queen. Now, I'd love for you to join in on the conversation. Which of these lessons resonated with you? Which one is the hardest for you to practice? And which one do you really want to focus on putting into practice this week? Head over to French Kiss the Life and let's discuss. And don't forget to check out the French Kiss Life World Tour because I would love to meet you and connect you with other true queens in the French Kiss Life community. So head over to frenchkisslife.com/experience and sign up. Seriously, the worst thing that could happen is that you have the time of your life. And that's not so bad. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Cheers. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the French Kiss Life podcast in iTunes and share it with your friends. And if you want to be notified of other good stuff that we always have just around the corner, head over to tanyalee.com/iTunes and get yourself on the list. I so appreciate you tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the near future. Cheers.